Rock 107 WIRX.
Sorry.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show. Rockin' Hunter. Hey, buddy.
Hey. What's up?
All right, let's get to it. Let's do a little learning and see what happened on this day in history.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, December 14th, 1903, big day. Because
1903,
huh? Orville Wright made the first attempted shot at powered flight. However, didn't go well. It stalled out. The plane was damaged. However,
did he live?
He's fine. Yeah, because 3 days later, they made the full official flight where they went 12 seconds and flew 102 feet. So this first one, not so well. They crashed and burned.
So how'd the second one go? Did they land?
Yeah.
So for a successful flight, you got to take off and then land, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I'm sure the landing wasn't like, you know, super smooth. You know, they're out in an old cornfield, and they're like, all right, look, when this thing goes down, just put your feet down. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Or if you just get airborne, does that count?
I wonder. So they
he got up there, man, but he came spiraling down. That's for sure.
I don't think the first one counted. The second one, they actually flew. You know, 12 seconds was a legit flight.
Yeah,
in an air. Yeah. So
talk about a sketchy thing. Who signed up for that?
Well, yeah, you know, and I guess like we're super grateful because you know these guys that obviously had nothing else better to do there in 1903. They're like, hey, why don't we strap a motor on some wingy thingies? You know, like a bird, you know? And we'll just fly around. Yeah. I mean, because now we're going to space. Now we got billionaires flying up to space in their penis rockets, and it wouldn't have happened without the Wright brothers.
You ever been a guinea pig for anything?
Nothing like this. No. No.
My dad made a zip line one time, and I was the first one to go down that thing. Not even a sandbag. No, he threw his son down the zip line to make sure it worked good.
There you go, son. Pretty much the same IQ as a sandbag, so we'll figure it out. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Yeah, no.
Luckily, there's been people throughout history that have done all of these things that now us in the future don't have to worry about, you know?
It's a first for everything, man. Yeah. Somebody had to step up for a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, but let's be honest, though. Back then, they didn't have smartphones or computers or video games.
Life was boring.
It was boring. You needed things to do. You needed things. Why? What better than to get with your brother in your garage in 1903 and build something that's never been built before and try it out? You know what I mean? It'll be fine.
Just watch some old Buster Keaton videos. You'll see how boring life was back in the day.
And there was
on the verge of dying all the time.
No CGI. CGI on that one, so... But, well, thank you, Orville Wright, and your brother, the other Wright brother. I can't remember your name at this point, but you know, you got it. You're flying for us. Yeah. It's a bird. It's a plane. Oh, no, they're dead. All right. That is what happened on this day in history. We're going to be back. Your comedian for today is Jeff Cesario.